listening to Blick on Flicks with Jacob Clark Blickenstaff, brought to you by the National Science Teachers Association. Today's episode, Downsizing, Global Thinking on a Small Scale.
The cause of all the catastrophes we are seeing today is overpopulation. We are proud to unveil the only practical remedy to humanity's gravest problem. Are you ready, Doctor?
Yes, I'm ready.
Wow. That is wild, isn't it? It's just wild.
The latest Matt Damon film is a bit different from his other movies. He's not traveling into space or chasing bad guys across Europe in Downsizing. Here, Damon plays Paul Safranek, an occupational therapist who's unhappy with his middle-class life. At a high school reunion, he reconnects with a classmate who has downsized to be just 5 inches tall. Downsizing was invented by a Norwegian scientist about 10 years prior to the main action of the film. The minimizing procedure is promoted as a way to decrease human impact on the planet by reducing the resources needed, and to live a life of luxury, because a mansion for a tiny person is super cheap compared to a modest full-sized house. Slick marketing pitches convince people to sell all their full-size possessions and move to planned small communities that promise a life of leisure for the middle class. Paul and his wife decide to undergo the permanent shrinking process and move into Leisureland, the premier planned community for the small. When Paul awakens his new size, he gets a call from his wife and learns that she has changed her mind at the last moment. Turns out that he has to figure out how to be tiny and divorced at the same time. After an all-night party at his neighbor's apartment, Paul meets Nung Lok Tran, played by Hong Chau, when she comes to clean. Tran was a political activist in Vietnam who was involuntarily downsized by her government to decrease her influence. Tran was the lone survivor of a botched smuggling operation during which she hid in a TV box to escape Vietnam. Tran was injured during the attempt, which resulted in one leg being amputated just below the knee. Paul recognizes her by her unusual gait. She introduces Paul to small, poor people living just outside of Leisureland. The rest of the film deals with Paul learning how to enact change on a human scale through connections with other people, rather than thinking that he has to act on a global scale. As with any good science fiction, this movie comments on our society by making the familiar unfamiliar. The perspective of a person just 5 inches tall is a new vantage point from which to re-examine the things we've gotten used to. There are several ways I think teachers could use downsizing in the classroom. First, it could be an interesting way to open a discussion of human impact on the Earth and the carrying capacity of an ecosystem. One stated reason for the process is to minimize human impact on the planet. Through shrinking, humans could dramatically reduce their food and energy needs. This could reduce greenhouse gas emissions and combat global warming if a large enough fraction of the population was miniaturized. It could be a good exercise to estimate just how much less energy a 5-inch tall person would need, and how much land it would take to support people of that size. Movies that feature dramatic shifts in scale, Ant-Man and Monsters vs. Aliens are two that I've written about that come to mind, almost always ignore some of the physics issues that should be noticed. Not everything can be made smaller without fundamentally changing its properties. The sound of our voices is determined by the resonance inside our heads. Changing the size of the resonant cavities, particularly the larynx, would change a person's voice. Shrinking the length of the larynx by a factor of 14 would increase the fundamental resonant frequency by a factor of 14, which would sound pretty weird. That factor of 14 would take middle C on a piano up 3 octaves, for example. Helium only changes the resonance of a person's voice by a factor of about 3, so this effect would be much greater. Everyone who's been downsized should sound something like the Chipmunks in Alvin and the Chipmunks. Waves can't be scaled without significant changes. Hearing would also be affected. The cochlea relies on resonance to change sound waves into nerve impulses, and the resonances would shift to much higher frequencies in a downsized individual. A small person probably couldn't hear low-frequency sounds made by full-sized humans. Light waves, too, are an issue. During the sales pitch for Leisureland, there's a gag about buying an expensive diamond necklace, bracelet, and earrings. Since they're made with diamond chips fit for a person 5 inches high, the total cost is just a few dollars, instead of tens of thousands that a full-size version would cost. That sounds great to the audience of big people. Problem is that diamonds are pretty in part because of something called a fire, the colorful sparkling of light coming out of a cut stone. The breaking up of white light into the rainbow is called dispersion and is caused by the different colors, wavelengths of light traveling at slightly different speeds in the material. For the effect to be noticeable, though, light has to travel through some appreciable amount of diamond. A tiny diamond, fit for a 5-inch human, would not have the fire of a full-sized diamond. It just wouldn't have enough material to break up the light very much. So it would be just as hard. Science teachers could consider teaming up with a social studies or economics teacher to use downsizing, as the film raises some potentially surprising consequences to large numbers of people being miniaturized. In the film, the economy suffers since people are not buying as much stuff, and agriculture is particularly hit by the decreased consumption of food. Teachers with an interest in engineering could ask students to design items that could be used by downsized people or by a mixed audience. For example, we see carrying boxes that have handles built in so the tiny people aren't knocked over by jostling, and public transit options that accommodate both large and small passengers at the same time. Finally, folks with a quantitative bent could examine the consistency, or lack thereof, in the numbers provided in the film. Initially, the scaling down is described as a reduction by a factor of 2,744, which is 14 cubed. This is consistent with a 5-foot-10-inch person being shrunk to 5 inches tall, and the 5-inch number is frequently used in the movie. On the other hand, one man is described as weighing 18 grams, which would scale back up to less than 110 pounds. The normal healthy weight for a 5-foot-10-inch adult is between 132 and 167 pounds, according to the National Institutes of Health. High school science teachers could integrate downsizing into discussions of ecosystems, sound, optics, ratios, and even collaborate with social science teachers to examine economic impacts of shrinking population. Downsizing is rated R for language, including sexual references, some graphic nudity, and drug use. Be sure to consult local policies on showing R-rated films in your school. Short clips or the movie trailer could be used instead of the whole film.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website, www.nsta.org, and search for Blick on Flicks.